We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Well, Leroy's got a little cosmic vibe. You know,
this is a Citadel favorite.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I got a little cherry green apple. Delicious. Panthers win yesterday. 3-2 in overtime. Carter Verhaeghe had the game winner. Do we have that call, Vlad, from Doug Plagan yesterday? You know, if you need a game winner, the guy you're going to go to is Carter Verhaeghe. And there he was yet again. Able to score over that immovable force that is Andre Vasilevskiy.
Chernak up the wall, got the clear. Mikula wrists it back in for the Panthers. That rims around the end wall, near side. Lilleberg trying to poke it away from Tkachuk, loose out front. Backhand try, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe upstairs, and this one's over! The Panthers win it in overtime! 3-2 the final! Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner!
Money time!
How many straight overtime wins is that?
I believe that's 12.
Oh, can I say this real quick?
What?
When I listen to the hockey game,
yeah,
and hear, listen to Doug Plagans,
mm-hmm.
He is the first guy that the analyst or the side guy, he could just be quiet.
Wow. You're telling Billy Lindsay he pipe down?
I mean, listen to what just
the poor cut though. I mean, like maybe you know we were at a point. Like I don't know who cut him off.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But I'm with you. It's a little bit of a it's a weird cutoff where they just go money time and then it's just over.
Right.
Might have been the editor.
Maybe he didn't want to. You know, he didn't want to steal like Tkachuk Kaching from Goldie. I don't know.
I don't know, but it just sounded like it just weird, right?
It was a weird cutoff. It was a weird cutoff. Yeah. I might put that on the producer more than I would on Billy Lindsay.
Okay. All right.
The game was awesome yesterday. Dude, that 4-minute penalty kill they had to start the third period was terrifying. I was like,
dude, they had a penalty kill. Where they didn't even shoot, Tampa didn't even get a shot.
I know. It was so, what did they get? Two? I think two. On that 4 minutes. Impressive.
It is like, if you want to think of the difference between the team that won the President's Cup and the team now, it's that.
Suffocating.
It's not scoring. It's the defensive end where they're just physical. I mean, not even getting shots.
Yeah, and it was, and that's a great, great power play they're going to have to snuff out, and they did it. That's right. It was really, really impressive. This was Paul Maurice on the 4-minute penalty kill in the third period. Here was the Panthers head coach, Paul Maurice.
Well, it's a game changer if you come out early and then they had 4 minutes. And Bennett's out and they would use him in a 4-minute penalty kill situation. So if we got a problem, and I know we're going to run Barkov and Reinhardt there into more minutes than I want them to play relative to the rest of the bench. So that's huge. And then I think that that's, it's also like the power plays sort of through the last two games have been important for us. Scored critical in game one and didn't get scored on in game two. And then I liked our third. I thought it was a place that we kind of came back to form. We got to, we generated some things. And so I liked our third period. I think the kill drove that.
Definitely drove it. It was, It was terrified the entire time, though. I'm not
terrified. Terrified. Like, I think the power play is the most edge of your seat type of play in sports on both ends.
You're just sweating it out.
And you're just sweating it out because here's the kicker. I saw one time the Panthers went down. They were getting a penalty called on Tampa, and they almost scored and then went on the penalty.
Crazy, dude.
I mean, it's just crazy. Now, question.
Yep.
If they would have scored, there, do they still get the penalty? Because you know,
Why do you ask me the most technical hockey questions? Like, I'm not, you know, I like hot. No, I'm not. I'm not Barry Melrose. You ask me like the most nuanced hockey questions, and they all have to do with like the penalty rules. So, are you asking if they score on the double minor, does the next minor still count?
No, no, no. I'm saying they're holding up the hand for the penalty coming, uh-huh. right? But the Panthers are getting ready to get a power play, but they go down and score before the penalty is called. Do they then go on a power play?
Pass. Just pass.
No, that's a great question. That's a really good question. I believe if you do score the penalty, I mean a goal before
maybe they
the penalty,
score. Maybe they put the guy in the box, but they make it 5-5. Pass. Can I pass on this question?
I'm gonna look it up, Leroy.
That would be crazy to score a goal and then get a power play.
You know what I'm gonna do, dude? I'm gonna send you the number to some NHL analysts, and you can just fire away. Stop asking me these questions.
Why can't I be?
Because you ask me like the most crazy
questions.
I don't. Why am I the one to answer them? I just want to say Bob time. That's all I want to do.
You're my hockey guy.
What? When?
All right, here we go, Leroy. Major, Leroy, major match and misconduct penalties are served in their entirety as these are not affected by goals. If the non-offending team scores a goal in the delayed penalty situation, the penalty shot is not taken. The penalized team serves the time instead.
Okay.
So
that mean no.
So you serve the penalty, but it's not
a power
play.
The call is still enforced, and a penalty served. The ensuing face-off takes place at center ice.
Right. Huh. So if they would have scored, then it would have been no power play, but you still get the penalty.
He still gets the penalty. Right. It's a 5-on-5, which was my guess. But please stop asking me
that
these
wasn't
questions.
Your guess.
That was my guess. It's literally what I said. I'm going to write a review.
Wait. As a sports talk show, haven't we just educated some folks that didn't know that rule?
I just think some people are just like, these guys don't know hockey, and I hate them.
You're right. I don't know hockey.
But why do you ask another guy who doesn't know? I don't know the intricacies like that.
Some of you people out there should admit to not knowing football.
No. I know football. Xavier Worthy. Right. The one thing I do know is that save was awesome yesterday from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yes.
Can I get the call one more time from Plagan yesterday? WQAM, Panthers Radio Network. Here was the call from Dougie Fresh.
Give me a second.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
I got to find all these highlights.
He was there. The goal was empty, and then it wasn't. He's like a cat. Pew! Pouncing over. Gymnastics all there for him.
Out of the zone, Sorelli, and he's going to take this into the Panther zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the end board. Put up front. Stamkos back. And what a save! Bobrovsky with the trapper to deny Dumba, the defenseman who was open in front with a yawning Cage. Sergei Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amerant Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
See, that was a great chime in from Billy.
Can I just say something?
Hmm?
Damn you, Twitch.
Why?
So, let me read this. We're not here to be educated. Make us a bicycle clown. I'm not here for intelligence. Me. When in doubt about hockey, ask the nearest white guy. Read the toes. Can't ask someone who thought the penalty was named encouragement. Come on, Leroy.
That's true. I did think that.
Hey, what?
Back in the day, I thought that the penalty was not encroachment. I thought it was encouragement. Like you're encouraging the offensive line to try and make a move.
Wait, not encroachment. You thought a defensive penalty was encouragement instead of encroachment.
I thought it encroachment. Wait, so I was like, encroachment?
Right? And I go, excuse me?
I thought it was encouragement because you're trying to encourage the offensive line to make a move. You know, you're trying to trick them.
So this is the guy I'm getting my hockey information from. But look, I guess I stand corrected.
Sit here and
look. Dummies on Twitch. They don't want to know.
You mean Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer aren't there with their hand in the dirt going to the center and being like, hey, you're doing a really good job. I just want you to know. 5-yard penalty.
Tobin, they say you lost your white card.
What?
Yeah, because you don't know hockey.
You don't know hockey. The brother was asking the white guy about hockey, and the white guy can't explain him.
And then they said, and then I just disrespected Roy.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Man. It's always great seeing Roy games, covering the games. He's probably South Florida's number one African-American hockey fan.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He's got a custom Panthers jersey that has Bellamy on the back.
What's funny is that you remember when he first started telling Levitard and them guys that he was a hockey fan, they started, what?
Excuse me?
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Leroy. I've been told that Tobin asked the same question last season during the Toronto series.
Who said that?
Somebody who was your producer.
I don't remember that.
So, yeah. You've asked the same question.
No, Leroy asked the same question. I didn't ask that question.
And I probably asked it again. You didn't answer it then.
Stop asking me questions about hockey that are so hard.
Sorry.
You're like, what's the fourth tiebreaker, Tobin, on the standings in the Eastern Conference if it all is a tie at points? I'm like, I don't know, dude. Leave me alone. Can I just say one thing, though?
What?
How great is it for you who annihilated Sergei Bobrovsky? You wanted him out of town.
Let me finish my point.
Just finish your point.
How
great is it that a guy who everybody wanted, who people were mad at me because I was talking to the guy. How great is it that this man has Bob? The crowd is going crazy. He's the most popular Panther there is right now.
Yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky has gone from payroll bandit to getting his job taken by a teenager to now he's the most important, most popular Panther. Who has an arc like that in their fandom?
Here's the deal.
Because he doesn't hang out with you no more.
That's not
true. Stop your lying.
That's not true.
All I did was take advantage of what was going on. And here's what was going on.
You roasted him.
Dude was giving up 4 goals a game. I called him 4-goal Bob, and I bet it. And I made a killing the whole season. So don't tell me that what I was doing was roasting him. I was making money.
You were roasting him, dude.
Was I not making money?
You said, give me anybody. Give me Driedger. You know, give me anybody but this guy. Give me Alex Lyon.
Who was the first person to say, oh, he's not that guy?
Huh?
I'm saying, no, he ain't 4-goal Bob no more.
You weren't the first guy. I was the first guy. I was standing by him when you guys were throwing tomatoes at him.
You were standing by him beforehand, even when he was 4-goal Bob. We don't count you.
I love him.
I'm saying this from my perspective, is that when he was better, right? You haven't heard me say that one time in 2 years.
Stunt Steve says, love this from Leroy, his spin. That's the Tobin in him.
What?
You're pulling a Tobin.
No, I'm not.
What?
When was the last time I said something negative about Bob?
Well, he's had an amazing year, and he's been good since the playoffs started last year.
So I'm not like Marcos when Clay scored 28.
Oh, he was a deflector on that one.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, he won at the end.
No, but like it is cool. Everybody wanted this guy out of town, not just Leroy.
Yes.
And now he is so beloved. Yes. But the thing that's crazy about it is he didn't come here as a young guy. And now it's like we're going into his twilight years as a hockey player. Well, who knows? Goalies can play forever. But like we're going into this mid-30s for Bob, and he's never been more popular. But when he first got here, everybody was crushing him. And I remember Paul Maurice was selling Joe. He's like, hey, it really bothered him. So to go from that to this is pretty incredible. It's a great, it's a great story.
It's a testament to his strength and to his work ethic that he just kept his head down and stayed focused.
But people were calling that, be honest with you, though, like if that contract wasn't the contract that he had, then he has, Bob has like the most no trade, no move ever. He goes, he's like.
So wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is in fairness to me with what I was saying at the time, mm-hmm. right? If he didn't have the no trade clause, would he still be on this team?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
So while some you may question some of the things that I was saying, and I was basically using it for gambling purposes only, for Go Bob. Mm,
you like right? roasting him.
For Go Bob.
You were having
right?
fun. You were having fun with the pot shots.
Okay, yes. Okay. I'm not the only one who was thinking that. And kudos to him for turning it around and now being the reason why the Panthers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup.
But he's loved. Like, everybody loves
yes,
this guy.
That's sports, dude. Guess what? Wait a minute. You see how I'm loved in Cleveland.
Yep.
They wanted my ass gone, too.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Is that why they drafted Tommy Vardell?
Yep. Yep. It's called
the Great
life.
White Hope.
It's called life.
Bob wasn't going anywhere. He's like, I love the view on the water.
I didn't have to. First, look, you know the first thing they did after they drafted Tommy Vardell? Come to me and got some of their money back. Right. So, like, yeah, that's like the life of sports. You playing bad? Eat it. Play better. There's no, like, if I'm saying, hey, you playing bad, what that got to do with me liking or disliking you? Dude, you're giving up 4 goals a game.
Feel like when okay? I do, but I'm
going to be honest with
you. If I'm going to be honest with you, though, like, I feel like when I do that to players, you get on me for saying I'm too tough.
Because you do it differently.
How do I do it different, dude? You roasted him. You called him 4-goal Bob.
Let me explain something to you. Because a lot of your comments about players is something they did, how they said something. It's not about the play.
I disagree.
My comments are always about the damn play.
Mm.
Because I am at least like, guess what? I won't criticize a guy for going to the club.
Bob's not going to the club.
No, but I'm just saying, in general.
He's Papa Bob now.
Right? In general, you were commenting on them going to Han. Right?
Some would say Papa Bob is a different Bob since he's become a father.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So then shouldn't Tyler be twice as good?
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point, Leroy.
Boxing?
Hey,
point
that's your fault. That's your fault.
You ran right into that one, boy.
Beep, beep.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Made my in-break entertainment just watching this Bill Haney Floyd Mayweather argument. It's good.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
How do you get a shirt? I've never seen one of those shirts.
Hey, I took one of those. Well, it's actually new.
I took one of those. You want me to get you one, Leroy?
Yeah.
I'll get you one. I'll
yeah, I need one of those.
I'll sneak by promotions. I'll do a 5-finger discount.
It goes with one of my J's.
What today? Oh, it's Wednesday.
Hey, should I send the eye doctor a free T-shirt?
No.
No.
I think that would be funny.
No.
What about a Dart of Doom?
Send it, you know what?
She doesn't deserve free stuff.
No, you just send her one that's either extra, extra, extra small or extra, extra, extra big.
Falcons.
Just like your service. It didn't fit.
Hey, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Good for him. It's only taking 20 years.
Yeah. Heisman Trophy gets returned to Reggie Bush after 14 years.
Yeah. Okay. Like you saw, you look like clowns.
It's exciting.
And meanwhile, how you gonna take the Heisman? Wait, how you gonna take the Heisman Trophy away from Reggie Bush? Yet the head coach can go and win Super Bowls and not feel nothing.
Yep, it's true.
Good job, Jay.
That what? NIL, that NIL. Yeah.
Hey man, so these NFL streets are kind of quiet.
Hey, question. Now, the true test is whether he's in the Heisman house.
For the commercials?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hell yes.
They're going to have him and Caleb together.
Hell yes.
They'll paint toenails and fingernails.
They got him, Caleb. They got a quarterback.
They got Tebes.
Yeah, they got Tebow. They got RG3. They got Baker.
I'm talking about just USC.
Oh, USC. Well, I mean, you know.
Ryan, what's his name? Ryan.
Are you thinking of?
Who's the quarterback that played for Cincinnati?
Liner.
Liner.
Played for the Arizona. Yeah, yeah. Carson Palmer. Did Carson Palmer?
Palmer?
Yeah, he did. He won one.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be part of the storied legacy of the Heisman Trophy. And I'm honored to return to the Heisman family. I also look forward to working together with the Heisman Trust to advance the values and missions of the organization.
One Trojan lost his life, the other Trojan gets his Heisman. Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Tope.
Was this Johnny Manziel? Did he do this? Because didn't Johnny Manziel say he
was? Yeah, it was Manziel. He was spearheading this.
He wasn't going to vote until Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
He was spearheading this. Plus, if you really think about it, guys, all the stuff that these guys get in trouble for after the fact, is now allowed. It's legal now.
Yeah, it's stupid. Right. It's stupid that he was, you know, that.
So he was getting paid. Yeah. Who doesn't get paid?
But wait, you can't have. Wait. You can't have a Heisman Trophy winner tell a story of millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, and that one. That particular one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel
and then,
really.
And then say, we're not going to give Reggie his Heisman back?
It said, Johnny Manziel tweeted out after this happened, "Thank you, Heisman Trophy, for doing what was right and welcoming a storied member of our history back into the fold. There are many voices throughout the process that stood on the table for Reggie simply because of the kind of human being he is. I look forward to being on that stage with you this December, Reggie Bush. You deserve it."
Reggie did get a bad rap early in his career.
He did. I mean, even during, like, the thing is that
he was a good Dolphin.
For some reason, dude had 1,100, 1,200 yards, total yards every year, and everybody called him a failure.
Because everybody wanted high.
He was so good in college.
Leroy.
Oh, my God.
He was literally, Leroy, he was literally a video game. Like, the moves that he was doing were the moves that you do in Madden or in NCAA.
Keep in mind.
Video games.
That he came in when everybody had kind of the big running back, and they found in offenses had a hard time trying to figure out how to use it. Now, they would have no problem.
Oh, yeah, he would be killing right now in this current NFL.
Imagine Mike McDaniel with Reggie Bush.
Oh, God. Right. What about Sean Payton?
You see what I'm saying? So he did. Was he with Sean Payton?
No. I'm sorry. Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan. Right. If he was with Shanahan.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, right now, Reggie Bush could be Reggie Bush. But back then, you couldn't figure out whether he was a wide receiver, whether he was a running back. They wanted to call him a position when now they just call him a football player. Because, like, Deebo Samuel, right? Could you imagine Reggie Bush as Deebo Samuel?
His best best rushing year for anybody was with the Dolphins in,
like, 1,200?
Just under 1,100. But he had, like, a total of 1,400 that year. between both.
Right. So keep in mind, so like, and that was kind of, everybody was like, oh, they force feeding him at running back. Just play, like, now we are so readily easy. It's so easy to accept somebody as a football player and find ways to get them the football than before, where you plugged him into your offense and didn't build the offense around him.
2005 Reggie Bush, 13 games, 1,700 rushing yards, 16 touchdowns, receiving 478.
And he had moments.
Two touchdowns.
And moments.
I don't think of it.
Right.
The Fresno State game, like, he had moments. He had – right. That's the other thing about winning those Heisman or winning any type of individual award is the moments, like, people that stand out that people will always – oh, can go back to. And that Fresno State game, it didn't matter if you were watching it late night.
Bro, that game, that game too, between him and Vince Young, oh my God.
Oh yeah, but that was the dumb Pete Carroll game.
Yeah.
That was just Pete Carroll just setting up for future failures in big moments.
I think Vince Young would have been good if he didn't have that bum Jeff Fisher as a coach.
I just think
stop, like, going to bars and getting like
that. Well, you know.
Here's another thing, right? Back then, right, people were reluctant to have a quarterback that was athletic. And now it's damn near a requirement.
Yeah.
You think he'll rock right now? You think he'll be
Vince Young?
Succeed right now in this current NFL? Because that's a lot of times. If you look at
Here's the thing that would caution you to all those guys. Because I say the thing about Vince Young is, dude got ran out of the league with a winning record.
I know. It's crazy.
Go look at some of the quarterbacks that still play quarterback and are 15 games under 500. So he ended his professional career with a winning record. I have a hard time believing that wouldn't be able to play today. But here's the difference. With that athletic ability, the only thing that you could judge him on is his decision making, right? Because guess what? Jameis Winston is talented. Jameis Winston can throw the hell out of the football, but he throw it to everybody.
Yep.
You know, the world's – he going to go down to history as what? The world's first 30 for 30. 30 touchdowns, 30 picks. It ain't happening no more because ain't no quarterback going to play that long to get 30 picks in a season.
You hungry? You know.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So, like – we look at players, like, we talk about some of the players that played back then, right? Like, now, if Matt Leinart came out now or Carson Palmer came out now, we would be, like, shoo-shooing them, like, all he is a pocket passer.
Oh, did you see the latest on Caleb Williams, the scout who came out on him?
What did he say?
I got to take a break. I'll get you the review on it.
I love when you do that. It's called wonderful.
Can I ask you a favor? You are my boy. Right? I'm your boy. Why you always tease me on the radio show?
That's the fun of it. If I can't tease you, I can't tease the audience.
No. You tease the audience. You give your boy a heads up.
Nah, it's no fun like that.
Plus, he gave you technically a heads up on Rundown.
Yeah, technically, if you read the Rundown, it would be there, but you don't want to.
Oh, is it on the Rundown?
It's always on the Rundown. Every show that I bring up is on the Rundown.
Don't read it.
I'm sorry, my bad. I ain't looked at that Rundown in 7 years.
Minus one.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Oh! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to play our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship!
Jay Figg will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we're staying on the boat or getting our ass out of there. Getting our rat ass out of there. Rats were on the ice last night for the Florida Panthers. I know that much. Awesome win in overtime for the Cats. Jay Figg? You're older, wiser now. This is your first Rats off a Ship at a new age.
Yeah, happy birthday again.
Thank you. I love the pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, no stress.
No stress.
You're just getting older.
No fuss, no muss. What do we have today for Rats off a Ship today, Jay Figg?
Well, let's first start off with some fun. How about buying a flamethrower robot dog?
Excuse me?
Exactly. Same. You didn't know what that means, but there's a visual for this.
So, Tobin will want one.
Yeah.
Can you show?
Of course.
Wow. That thing looks awesome.
Wait a minute. Was he an extra in...
Doesn't this look like something in a movie?
Yeah, from Will Smith.
And also Will Smith, yes.
Was it iRobot?
I am Legend,
yeah.
I thought he had a real dog in I Am Legend.
I don't know. Well, this
he had
one,
a real dog.
He had a real one, but, you know, I'm just saying. That looks like I Am Legend type stuff.
Hey, no. First of all, Tobin. No, you can't have that.
Why not?
Yeah, you're not good with fire.
You see the flame coming out of there? You burned down all.
Close set. Of...
No, that's not a close,
close set.
Set,
dude.
That's not a close. That's a dangerous setting right there.
Wow.
Dude, look. Oh, my goodness.
This Ohio-based firm says that the robot cost $9,420. Pretty good deal if you ask me. How much does a Tesla cost? Now I got a dog that can shoot fire?
You're comparing this to a Tesla?
Wow. Oh, it could be operated by Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Oh, even better, because we love the internet.
Wait, no, because here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Technology.
Here's the deal. Tobin to blow, accidentally burned down a neighbor's house, and I got hacked.
Yeah, sorry.
I can hear that. I got hacked.
Wow. I'm not rats off a ship on this dog. I like it.
Of course you're not.
Seems like great fun.
Rats off a ship.
Why?
Rats off a ship.
Because. Can I just say something? I'm going to say this as gently as I can say it. Right? Intangibles love crap like this. Right? And something always happens. Something bad always happens.
Ooh, it has a laser scope.
Yeah. Just like every movie,
right?
Every series, nothing ever goes well.
Nothing ever goes well when somebody tried to build something at home.
No.
How many of these do you think they'll sell?
Ooh, it says that the throw flame can be used for wildfire control and prevention, entertainment shows, or even clearing snow from your driveway. Never have to plow again if you live up north.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Because, hey... I don't know if you're familiar with snow, okay?
Been a while.
But if you burn snow like that and melt it, it'll freeze, and then you have a slip and slide.
I think this is so hot, like it'll evaporate.
No!
I think it would. I think you're wrong. You're so wrong on this?
Dude, if you melt snow too quick, it'll freeze, and then you'll have ice. Oh, my.
He's right, bro. You. Take it from the guy that lived up north and had to deal with these.
He never had a flame throwing dog.
Okay. Go ahead. Get your one. Get your one.
Go fund me for it first.
You know what?
I gotta get my refund first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should take that dog with you to Target.
Stupid. People should not go fund for stupid.
Wait, no, hold on. Maybe you should take that dog to Target with them.
Maybe it's like the first iPhone. Like, I should wait for the kinks to get out, and then I'll get it once they really square it away.
Well, technically,
I'm more than sure they're not going to be a flame dog, too.
If it's $9,500 to purchase, if anything happens to it, it's going to cost you a lot to fix.
That's fair.
You can't neuter that dog.
What do you think?
Have to send it back.
I wonder, like, what do you think it's in there? Do you think it's, like, gunpowder? Do you think it's, like... gasoline? Like, I wonder what the flame comes from. Like, how is it fueled?
Oh, to mess with you, wouldn't it be something if you had to put Tito's in there?
Oh, you know somebody's going to put, you know we're weird.
It's going to be fueled by Mentos and Coke.
And soda and Coke. Yeah, but that's not fire.
I know.
That's just, yeah.
We're missing one more.
This thing looks pretty cool. I think I want it.
No.
Looks like something you would have in the Sharper Image catalog.
No, that's
too bad. You're in the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
In the airport.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. JFig, where are your rats with flame-throwing dog?
They're super rats off a ship. Okay?
Why?
I can't even get behind electronic cars. No, rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I'm rats off a ship, bro.
You know, wait. Rats off a ship. JFig. Yes? You might be the first person in the history
of cars to call it an electronic car.
Whatever. Electric car.
Did you say electronic cars?
She said electronic car.
Your equivalent.
Same thing.
I don't think so, but okay.
I'm older and wiser, guys.
No, it's not.
You're syllable quibbling.
You made it sound like you could put it. She made it sound like you could just plug up a couple of.
You could plug up a car. What do you mean? That's basically what you're doing to a Tesla.
Yeah, I wonder if this is rechargeable batteries or if it takes like a few double A's.
No, dude, if it's shooting fire,
at least double
D's. It's got a battery pack.
Interesting.
How big is the dog?
You
it's
see
hard
it?
To tell with
it's
that big ass plane.
Yeah, give me the picture again, JFig.
No,
That could fit in my trunk.
Dude,
are you sure it fits in your trunk? You have a bunch of props.
Wait. If Tobin in that hat,
I would not trust him.
Were to come and pull out that dog in any area, you clear in the park, dude.
Site currently unavailable. Man, that must be in high demand.
No! It did, yeah! By the FBI!
Damn.
You can't sell war dogs on TV? Are you kidding me? You can't sell war dogs online.
I definitely feel like if I was, definitely feel like later when I'm watching like Kane's Boston College, like there's gonna be a 60-second infomercial for this in the timeout. All right, moving on from our Irish potato peeler, we got ourselves flame throwing dog. You buy one, you get two.
You buy one and get two.
Buy one and get flamethrowing chicken.
Leroy, you should get it for the dog pound, bro. After they score a touchdown, they could, you know.
Dude,
no. Does it come with free shipping?
I don't know. The site's
I would hope
down.
So.
The site's down.
The
I'm
site
sure.
is down because guess what?
The dog blew up the site?
No.
It says from the info.
The government is checking on this.
Yeah, actually, JFig, it says free 2 to 5 day delivery for orders over $1,000 on throwflame.com. No. So you do actually get free delivery. I'm not making that up.
I mean, if they're taking $1,000 away from you, that's the least they can do.
There's no way. Jackass, the dog costs $9,000.
How much do those heat flamethrowers cost before the game for the heat games?
Well, they just have those and they just wheel them out. Now, that's a controlled environment.
Why don't you get a dog and just take one of those?
Exactly. Like Dade South says, tell Heat Game Ops to get two of those for the home game.
Yeah.
You get a couple of those dogs. I mean, now we're adding to the show, right?
Dude.
Now that's a fire.
I'm going to ask people from the Heat how much that cost to operate those flamethrowers. I think I got them a bargain.
Sexy Sauce, that's a good question. Does it come with a fire extinguisher?
That's a very good question.
No, or the fire department, because Tobin, this is how it's going to go, right?
Oh, the wife is going to see it.
Let me tell you how it is. Tommy, come see this. Come see what daddy got, right? You go out in the backyard. Look at that. And Tommy's going to be like, daddy, let's get that tree.
Right?
Then they're going to start burning stuff.
Tell you, you won't have iguanas being a problem anymore.
I got one better than you. It's going to be one of the Tobin YouTube drops after a game, after either a Heat playoff game or a Panther playoff game. And if they win, the dog is just shooting fire out of roof. What you say, Fido? Fire again. That's going to be Tobin. But if they lose, make sure Tobin doesn't have any alcohol near him and drinking and anything like that.
Him.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Man, I'm watching the commercial
for
it right
now. He
really
loved this, by the way, guys. He's really studying.
I need you to get off the internet immediately.
Look at him. He's so adorable, too, the way he goes. He prances on his little feet. I got to get you guys this video. Can we run this, JFig?
This guy
Dude,
is...
we're not doing advertising for something that probably the FBI is
Something that I don't
right
want
now.
People to own.
Why not? Oh, it's reeling back. Oh, wow.
Can you share your screen or something?
What would you call that dog? What would you call the dog? Baby Tyler?
I call him Bernie.
Bernie.
Oh, man. Give us one more, JFig. What else we got?
All right. Have you heard of Caleb Williams and his red flags?
I've heard of Caleb Williams. I'm not aware of his red flag. I mean, I've seen some dumb stuff that they've red flagged. What are they red flagging, JFig?
Well, an anonymous scout says...
Anonymous scout.
Yeah. You just lost a game in the middle of your bleeping season, and it was like your third loss in a Pac-12. And you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it...
I like the scout.
Oh, they froze JFig.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She just lost her.
We lost her.
So this guy, let me get the, just see if I can get the,
let's see if I get the rest of the quote for you here.
This guy is complaining that somebody cried because they lost.
He said, he said, you went hugging on your mommy and crying in mommy's arms. It just seemed really weak and nuts. Raw emotion is great, but the Caleb thing, that was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags, and I will tell you, he scares the bleep out of me and a lot of NFL teams, too.
Hey, she's back.
The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
Right.
With
Chapless.
Wait, can I say this?
Yeah.
Chapless? Is that what they're saying?
I'm gonna say this, okay? And I mean this in a good way. Kyrie Irving is still getting paid to play basketball. Is there anybody in the last 5 years that we considered weirder?
I mean, he just thinks the, you know.
But whatever. Like, okay, so we're nitpicking. You see what I'm saying?
But I never seen Kyrie
he
cry.
He can still play basketball.
I never seen Kyrie cry, though, in the middle of a
Joel
game.
Joel Embiid.
Well, Joel Embiid's a crier.
He's a crier.
Windchill
boy. Okay. You think there's, you think nobody say, oh, I don't want him because he cries?
Well, Toby like, did.
First of all, let's. I love the way we celebrate.
Is it just me or are you guys frozen again? What's going on?
I love the way we celebrate emotions in sports, but pick and choose which ones we celebrate.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's us.
For sure.
It's all narratives.
Right? Like, come on, stop. If a person's emotional, he's emotional, both good and bad, right? Like, I never for the life of me, as an athlete, could figure out why a person would cry over something they worked so hard to get, right? This was the intention, right? You go to the Super Bowl. You're trying to win the Super Bowl, right? You do everything you can to win the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl, then you cry?
Yeah.
You should be happy.
Happy tears.
But wait, tell me.
But I don't think anything less of him.
Nah,
right? Crying, shaming.
I mean, you know, didn't you get emotional when you got married? I mean, was that the plan? You got married, you find the love of your life, you get married and everything. Why are you crying about it on your wedding day?
I ain't cry.
But I'm just saying, people do. Right? People cry on their wedding day,
hey,
don't they?
Hey,
I think my wife wanted me to cry.
I'm going to tell you
cry.
When they almost got me.
Oh, they almost got you, though.
They almost got me when my daughter was born.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You worked to have a child, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I had to pinch myself in the thigh so I could man up. crying in front of all these damn people.
But I get it, though. But I
know. But I'm not. I don't care. That's not going to affect. Like, you got a Heisman Trophy winner in 2 years of football. And you as a scout are evaluating him based on him crying after a game.
You got to lead men. They don't want no cry leading men, like the same way. Same way you don't want.
How about if your coach cry? Because the year old boy cried, Dick Vermeil cried. They won the Super Bowl.
Depends.
He's old. The old always cry. Nah. If you're old, you're gonna cry.
The old cry, but he was a crier.
He's old. I give him. He's
he
a grandfather.
A he cried when he left Philadelphia. He cried. Come on.
He's a crier. But when he won the Super Bowl, he was like a great grandfather by that time. Let him cry.
We'll take a quick break. Final hour coming up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.